Welcome back here to Wrap Up KER Politics. We're going to elaborate in the wrap here on a couple of issues that I don't think that we've talked enough about in the first couple of segments. One of them is Second Amendment rights, gun control. I really wonder sometimes, now some of you guys know that I'm a little bit on the liberal side, just a skosh, when it comes to firearm issues, but certain firearms, it just makes common sense that they ought to have some control on them. I mean, it's just like, would you want the atomic bomb to not be controlled? There are some weapons that are so devastating that there is really no reason to have those weapons in the hands of idiots. Jimmy, do you agree with that at all?
Well, I agree that there are people that should not have control of weapons.
Right.
I don't agree that. My difference is that who decides that?
I'm right? Sorry.
Who decides who gets a weapon and who doesn't? You know, there is no constitutional prohibition from someone owning a cannon. And in fact, people, it's specifically outlined that you could have privateers who could own cannons that the government would work with in the Constitution. And people did throughout history in the Revolutionary War, and then as people moved westward. So, you know, these kind of arguments that, in fact, you take away, who makes the decision? That's the problem. Who decides who has, the right, or who has the protections, the best interest? And my position is, and I want to follow up with what we just finished in the last segment. You know, I don't think we were actually we disagreed at all. I think Bill Gates, I think the globalists out there, a lot of these people, I think they realize that climate change is a tool. That is a fear method to scare people into achieving their power. I never believed that they actually, obviously, if they were that worried about it and it was that important to them, they wouldn't be flying around in their private jets and going to all these World Economic Forum issues, and they wouldn't be producing all these different, carbon footprint problems that they actually are seriously involved with. So most of it is a method of control.
Let's take an example. When you talk about weapons and weapon control, let's take an incredibly dramatic example. Let's assume that tactical nuclear weapons were more and more common.
Hey, Al, let's stop. I think you're way off here. No one actually at an individual level is going to have any ability to maintain, protect, control a tactical nuclear weapon. I think this is a mistaken argument.
Okay, I'll buy that. I guess it would be. I will buy that 100%. What about, semi-automatic rifles are one thing, but what about machine guns?
Again, who decides who gets it and who doesn't? Yes, there are people out there that should not. Convicted felons, people that have, abused their power, but when do you make that determination and why? I think there are three things the left want to do, and these are the big, big things they're doing. One is they want to use climate change as a political tool, weapon to scare people into action. They want to use gun control to take away your ability to defend yourself against what the government would do in order to use climate change as a method of control.
You know, Jimmy, I realize I was being a little dramatic, and I stand corrected on that.
And I think censorship is the method they do it. COVID is a symptom of both censorship and this use of control. Gun control is the one thing they need to do in order to achieve full power. And that is having a big topic issue to scare people, taking away people's means to defend themselves against the government, and then controlling the message are the three key elements of every tyrannical leadership in history. That's what they do. Overwhelming force. And if you can't fight it, then you succumb to it. Fortunately, we're seeing people that are forced to succumb to stronger powers because they don't have the means to defend themselves.
Yeah. Let's get off of the gun control just a little bit. That's a very emotional issue, and I kind of got out of hand on that one, and I totally understand that. Let's talk about overall censorship as we discussed under the purview today of the Department of Homeland Security. Give us some final comments on that, Jimmy.
Yeah, so I think that this administration is so desperate to protect their views. And they're also so lost in their own circle of information. You know, they are driven right now by what's printed in the Washington Post. They're driven by what's printed in the New York Times,
right?
What CNN and MSNBC says, even what Fox News says. You know, that's the dynamic that is driving decision making right now in Washington. It's not really about taking bold moves that maybe someone would disagree with in order to defend the country or to protect the country's best interest. Mm-hmm. So their whole goal, what Jen Psaki does every day, is go out there to try to shape the message, because they believe words matter more than actions. And they believe they can shape their constituency by doing that. Now, if they can control the words, then they can shape their constituency. And it's been they've been helped tremendously by globalist corporations, these big tech companies that have silenced agendas and silenced people that actually call them out for factual issues. And again, Hunter Biden, the Russia collusion, Ukraine phone call, January 6th, COVID issues. This is what scares them more than anything else. And it's a desperate move, a very desperate move, that people need to be very concerned about when law enforcement agencies start enforcing, and that's Homeland Security, start enforcing what people get to look at or what they think.
Well, there are a number of things. I want to talk about Hunter Biden just for a second, because I am reading that book right now, and it reads better than fiction, let me tell you. There are hotels.
Hey, Al, the book is called?
The book is called
Laptop from Hell, Miranda Devine.
Laptop from Hell, exactly. Now, realistically speaking, Biden has hideaways, and this is documented by the records at some of these hideaways, some of the hotels that he has used, Hunter has. And there is no way that that can be silenced. There's a pretty well-known hotel on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood that Hunter Biden has used. He's no longer allowed to stay there. And I got to tell you, I wish to hell the guy would get some help. I don't know, he may be too far gone that he can't get help and become a meaningful member of society. Right now, he is a typical narcissist. There's no question about that. And he's just, I would say, on the verge of being dangerous.
Well, what we're getting is a lot more information that shows a direct connection between Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and business partnerships after Joe Biden has publicly stated, and the White House has reaffirmed, his communications director, that in fact he didn't have those relationships. That's lying, and that's going to come out. And of course, the facts of this laptop are becoming, you know, the absolute debauchery that Hunter Biden participated in is just pathetic. But Joe Biden was facilitating it, and these are the people that are now running our country. And people that are defending them within the administration right now need to suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be able to or not. I don't know if anybody's going to be held accountable anymore, because you really have no more trust and faith in the Department of Justice. They are so politically protective of this administration.
Well, I would have to say that the federal government really, it doesn't have a lot of trust from Al Corlin. And the reason I say that is because of what we talked about in the first segment, Jimmy, the Homeland Security Department coming in and basically acting as a censor ever since Elon Musk got pretty much control of Twitter. You know, I am kind of holding my breath to see how much Musk really takes this Twitter opportunity that he's got. You know, I mean, Donald Trump has already said, I'm not going to go back on Twitter. I think that's kind of a selfish thing for him to do, because as long as he's not censored, and I'd be amazed if anybody on Twitter would censor the former president of the United States anymore. You've got some pretty sharp people involved in Twitter right now. Jimmy, I'm going to let you wrap this up. We only have 25 seconds. Take it away.
Yeah, well, we know that Twitter, with the same sharp people that were on the board right there, they're the ones that censored Donald Trump and banned him from the platform. So we know that that's a possibility. We know that inflation, the border issues, all those that the federal government are right now attempting to deal with, and they're failing miserably. So the American people are really, really just getting their eyes pulled wide open.
Gotta stop, Jimmy. Gotta stop. You guys, this show has been a lot of fun to do. And I want to say once more, I really appreciate the feedback you're giving us for our daily editorials on the blog. Jimmy, God bless you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.